Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. As you know, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a grant from All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. We've got a great show planned today. During the first hour, I'm going to be joined by my co-host. I think you can hear him in the background now, Ken O'Neill. How you doing, Ken?
Good morning, Carl.
We're going to be talking with Dr. James Oshman about the living matrix for this episode of Transevolutionary Fitness Radio. And then during the second hour, we're going to be doing a special episode of Physical Culture Radio dedicated to you young guys out there. How does a young single guy handle the diet and nutrition thing? We're going to be talking about social issues, socializing. Uh-oh. Ken is getting a call from, in the movie The Matrix, who's the guy who runs The Matrix?
I don't remember.
Okay, all right. I thought maybe that was him calling. Anyway, why don't you introduce our returning guest, Dr. James Oshman?
How do you introduce Dr. Oshman? What's occurred to me is that we've had in our fairly recent history some turning points that promoted a lot of debate and controversy in their day, outright denial, and in retrospect have been major turning points, what some people will call paradigm shifts, shifts in the way that we...
Can you silence that in any way? 'Cause,
I'm doing that.
Okay, thank you.
We had a dog die yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Where I was. If you could think back and wonder what it would have been like to have on this program for discussion Nicholas Copernicus, Pasteur, on the in the early stages of their work having been released, making some impact and getting major knee-jerk reactions from dominant institutions. I think that what we have with Dr. Oshman is exactly that sort of revolutionary development, one that's very likely to promote a major renaissance in the way that we understand our health, our therapies, and our well-being. And it's not that he's providing a radically new view so much as taking the current view and showing where it's worked wonderfully well, as massively incomplete as it is. Dr. Oshman's work and that of some people that have preceded him, for example, his mentor was showing how studies of cells would centrifuge the cells and throw out a bunch of material and just look at half the cell. And a big revolution was when science began to look at the whole content of the cell. I'm going to have to excuse myself in a minute.
Well, can you wait? Can you wait till the break, or at least till Dr. Oshman is responding?
I can tell you that I came downstairs to get away from my birds because you would hear them chirping away if I were talking to you upstairs. So, animal life does crop up occasionally.
We had a dog. I took to the vet Monday, wanting to find out why he wasn't eating. And what we found out was he had lost 22 pounds of weight in 10 months and was very close to death with cancer. He had to be put down. The two dogs that spent their life with him are now in disarray. One of them's barking. He doesn't know what's going on. And so that's what's going on in my home today, and I apologize for it. It's kind of like Emily Dickinson's poem, The Morning After Death.
Yeah.
But what we have here, and what I don't want to distract from, is with Dr. Oshman here, his work with the Living Matrix is more than filling in the blank spots. It's showing how essentially incomplete our dominant paradigm is, how much filling in has to be done, and how in gathering evidence from all around the world that orthodox science tends to black box, tends to say, well, that's an anomaly, that's a placebo, that doesn't occur much, let's just ignore it. We're moving from a world of making everything biochemical to including the biochemical in a much bigger picture of the life that we are, the living matrix, this complex, amazing field of life that we are. Good morning, Dr. Oshman.
Good morning.
So for those of us who are not clear, can we get the Reader's Digest version of what is the living matrix?
That's what we're going to do for the next hour.
Okay, good. Let's start there. What is the living matrix?
Shall I answer that?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it began, I spent 20 years looking down the electron microscope at the fine structure of cells. And cells are packed with fibers and tubules and organelles and mitochondria and all kinds of goodies. And I also noticed in my cell research that surrounding every cell is connective tissue. And I became fascinated with connective tissue. It's the extracellular matrix. It's the stuff outside of cells. And it's well named because it connects everything with everything else. And so I studied all sorts of things, fascinated with what I saw, tried to figure out what those things, those organelles were doing, did all kinds of studies. And there was a turning point. I was working in Cambridge, England, and somebody had been down the road to the Medical Research Council, the MRC, they called it. And a scientist there by the name of Mark Brecher had been looking at the proteins in the cell membrane. And he wondered, are these proteins sticking on the outside of the membrane? Do they extend down into the membrane? Maybe they go all the way across. And he found a protein that went all the way across the cell membrane from the inside to the outside. Well, nobody had ever thought of even asking that question before. So everyone knew he was crazy, but it turns out that he wasn't crazy. By the way, that's what always happens with new discoveries. Scientists, science absolutely depends on new discoveries, but scientists have an intense dislike of new discoveries.
Right.
So he had a hard time for a while, but then it turned out that he was, not only was he right, but this arrangement of proteins extending across the cell surface is widespread in our bodies. Hundreds of different cells have proteins that go back and forth and back and forth from 7 to 23 times. This is not a subtle, mysterious phenomenon. There it is. And so this meant that there was a connection between the fibrous network inside of the cells, called the cytoskeleton or the cellular matrix, with the extracellular matrix, the connective tissue that goes everywhere in the body. And so after thinking about this for a long time, and my wife and I worked on it and we wrote articles, we finally decided to call it the living matrix. It is the fabric of the body. It, when you look at your hand, what you're seeing is part of the matrix. When you feel any part of your body, it's the matrix. And it was not a new idea. It turned out some German scientists, Alfred Pischinger, spent 40 years studying the matrix of the body, and he said the same thing that Andrew Tyler Still said. He was the founder of osteopathy. The matrix has to be healthy. And it's the place where problems begin. So if your matrix is stable and healthy and has all of the essential components, you're going to feel great. And the problems that we have, the aches and pains we have to do with the matrix. And I got very involved with body work and what I was very interested in Rolfing and other forms of body work and what massage does. And gradually I discovered that to understand this system, and it's what holistic really means. I mean, it's an ideal system to describe something holistic because we now know a great deal about it. We know about all of its parts, not all of them, but there are thousands of components, and we know most of them in detail. So our reductionist microscopic examination of the pieces is there, and when you put it together, you're dealing with a whole system that goes between any point in the body and any other point. Pischinger described it. He described the connective tissue as the largest organ in the body because it's the only organ that touches all of the other organs. And in fact, it's what makes up the various organs. A liver looks like a liver because of the anatomy of the connective tissue, and a muscle looks like a muscle because of the matrix, how the matrix is configured. So that is a brief summary. It's a continuous system that connects. Where it got exciting for the therapists, the energy therapists, is the recognition that when you touch the body at any point, any one place you touch the body, you're touching the whole body. You're touching a continuous system that reaches down inside of every cell to the DNA. And also, the other realization is that energetically, the living matrix extends beyond the body. The body does not end at the surface of the skin. The body has energy fields, which are produced by the flow of electricity through the body. The biggest flow of electricity is from the heart, the electrocardiogram. So the body really extends into space, and so we're interacting with each other without even touching. And this, of course, is maybe, this is all of the things that I talk about in my writings and my thinking, you won't find in medical textbooks. And it turns out I look at medical textbooks. I taught medical physiology for pre-med students at Northwestern University, and I know a lot about conventional physiology, and I know that a lot of the pieces are inaccurate or even wrong. So a lot of the stuff in textbooks is way behind. Mm-hmm. And there are now textbooks that are beginning to bring in the living matrix. I'm happy to see that. One of my complaints is that physicians, when they go to medical school, are introduced to the cell with a picture, a diagram of the cell that is completely wrong and hopelessly out of date. It doesn't show the matrix. They view the cell as like soup, a bag full of soup with noodles and organelles floating around in it. The cell is not like that. It's a continuous fabric that connects to the extracellular, to the outside of the cell, to that fabric. And how can you do medical research if your image of the cell is, 100 years out of date?
Or keep yourself healthy.
Me? Well,
no, all of us.
And that was my next question. Actually, I wanted to back into it. We have to take a break, but we'll go long here if we have to.
Okay.
What is the commonality between all of the living matrix, regardless of whether it's the matrix that forms the liver or muscle or holds the brain in its shape? What is the common characteristics and attributes does it all have? I'm talking about from a physiological standpoint. Like, in other words, it's all made of collagen and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a communication system, and it's an electronic communication system. You won't find this in the textbooks, but that's what it is. And we learned this from Albert St. George, the fellow who got the Nobel Prize in 1937, the founder of modern biochemistry, and he went way beyond biochemistry to look, as you said in your opening, he looked at the parts of the cell that most biochemists throw away, which is the fabric, mm-hmm. the connective tissue, the collagen, and the structural materials. He looked at that stuff, and he found that those materials were semiconductors, like the components of your cell phone and computer. And of course, everybody thought he was crazy, but he was not.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, I want to go back to what Ken asked, and that really was where I was going next. After I asked for what the commonality between all of it was, and that is, what can we do to restore vitality and repair if it's already in disrepair, this living matrix? We're talking right now with Dr. James Oshman. This is Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio with myself and Ken O'Neill. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel.
clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. My co-host Ken O'Neill. We are talking with Dr. James Oshman about the living matrix. It's really interesting. You know, the living matrix is basically made up of all that material that we don't really pay a lot of attention to. We call it connective tissue. It's like it has no purpose. It's just there, holds things in place. But obviously, there's a lot more going on. Ken, did you want to plug Dr. Oshman's book?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to make a comment there, too. Our blood is, our circulatory system is actually connective tissue. We don't even think about that one. Dr. Oshman has two books available. I discovered him in researching an article about 8 years ago in a book on athletic performance and development by world-renowned coach Vern Gambetta. I got a hold of the book, and I was astonished that it was not only a book of science, but a page-turner. Now, I'm a guy who, if I'm going to watch TV, used to watch Hercule Poirot, used to watch Chief Inspector Morse of Oxford, used to watch Sherlock Holmes. I like a good mystery. Well, I've got to tell you that the way Dr. Oshman writes in presenting this science, new science, integrating a lot of science, is as joyful as reading a really good detective novel. This is science as detective work. It's fascinating. The books, the first one that I read was Energy Medicine, Therapeutics to Peak Performance. Now think of that range from when you're sick and desperately in need of help until you're out there training to get the gold and what's in between. That's a full spectrum approach. It's not our standard idea of health is an absence of disease, so let's be obsessed with disease and pathology. The other book is simply Energy Medicine. One of them is going into a second revised edition. It'll be out this spring. In addition, if you want to really get a fast taste, go to YouTube and search on The Living Matrix, which is the name of a video that includes Marilyn Schlitz, who was on recently, that includes Dean Radin, who I hope to have on, includes Bruce Lipton, includes Dr. Oshman and several other people. The version on YouTube is Spanish subtitled, so it's kind of a pain to watch, but it gets you there for free. You can also get it on Netflix and so on. It's a marvelous video. And this topic would merit a number of programs just to master some of the dimensions. Now, the question I had was, what is the implication of energy medicine for preventative self-care, for keeping us well and healthy?
I'm glad you asked. I just finished the second edition of Energy Medicine, The Scientific Basis, and in the preface, I promised the person who reads the book and thinks about energetics that they would have a healthier and happier and longer life. This would be good for them. If you're aware of what's going on energetically, it's a good thing. You can really take better care of yourself. So that was what I put in the preface. And the last chapter, I said, okay, let's get specific about this. What are the things that you can learn from this book that will help you in staying healthy and happy and having a nice long life? And I can list them for you. Briefly, the most important thing that we've discovered in the 15 years since the first edition of the book, the most important thing is we understand now why we are so incredibly sensitive to everything that goes on around us. That includes the work that therapists do. Therapists know, energy therapists know, that a big change can take place in a person with a very subtle intervention. It doesn't even look like they're doing anything. In fact, some of the modern therapies, such as body talk, are entirely consciousness-based, and they're amazing. Our sensitivity arises. There's a fellow by the name of Martin Paul, P-A-L-L, who has solved a big mystery. And the mystery was this. If you look at Reiki or therapeutic touch or healing touch or these other techniques which may involve touch, but sometimes the hand is off the body, and the logical mind looks at that and says, that's ridiculous, there can't be anything happening there. Well, it turns out that our hands emit very tiny fields, and these tiny fields are of the right strength to stimulate repair of different tissues in our bodies. And it's the same problem as the problem of cell phones, Wi-Fi, and other modern wireless technologies, which are making a lot of people sick. And the logical mind says, you drive your car under a high voltage power line, some people get nauseated. That's ridiculous. That can't happen. The energy coming from that power line that you're 50 or 100 feet away from can't possibly affect the human body, but it does. So there are a lot of these things going on in our environment that are making people sick. There's a electromagnetic sickness, and it's in epidemic proportions. And these poor people go to the doctor, and they don't feel well, and the doctor treats their symptoms, and their symptoms can be all kinds of symptoms. And the reason they're all kinds of symptoms, Dr. Paul explained, is because these fields interact with the calcium channels and cell membranes, which regulate everything. So your regulatory systems can get really thrown off. And people are sick. They don't get better. They go back to the doctor. The doctor sends them to a psychiatrist. They're not crazy. They have a serious problem. And so we need to become more aware of this. We need to be aware of what's in our environment. And if we start having a symptom, we need to check. Of course, go to the doctor, but don't be surprised if he doesn't tell you to check, for example, whether you should turn your modem off at night.
This is something that I do. And we have to take a break. I want to pick up on this because there's more to this. While there is electromagnetic fields that insult us, there are also electromagnetic fields that we evolved under, such as the Schumann wave, which radiates from the Earth at 9.6 hertz.
Well, yes, but what is implicit in Jim's work is that the living matrix is an electromagnetic field.
No, I understand, but what I'm saying is we evolved on this planet. This planet gave us things. One of the things it gave us was this 9.6 hertz pulse of EMF that has done things to allow us to evolve. We are now polluting that pulse, or we aren't even getting it anymore in most cases. So,
we are antennas. We are antennas.
Yes.
And all the parts of the matrix are antennas.
Let's do this.
Let me begin that next segment with a very short story about a friend of mine.
Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of TEFR.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Rhythm is a dancer, it's a soul companion. People feel it everywhere.
At the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Brooks Kubik to do an episode of Physical Culture Radio. This show is dedicated to you young guys out there who want to live a physical culture lifestyle, but you still want to socialize and do things with your friends. And you don't want to be stigmatized because of your choices. It's going to be a good show. So, Ken O'Neill, you had a specific lead-in for
right.
this next portion of the discussion.
I want to say, though, Brooks is going to be on one of our upcoming shows. Back in the day, physical culture was strength and health, and we're going to talk about the health dimension we've sort of forgotten about. So this will be fun, too. My story. I have a friend here that I met 5 years ago in a little village I live in. Jim is 85 years old. Dr. Oshman knows him. I think the first publication in this area that we're talking about that Jim did was in the 1972 anthology that Apollo astronaut Dr. Ed Mitchell put together on side explorations. Jim is a consultant. People have these kind of problems that we're talking about that their doctors really aren't up to speed about handling. They have Jim come out to their home with measuring devices. He has gone into homes under high-intensity power lines with big transformer units in the neighborhood, Wi-Fis, cable TVs, and now at least in Austin, Texas, we don't have meter readers. There are little radio transmission devices on the electric meter that the power company drives by once a month and does a reception on to a database.
Well, forget about that. The new insult is fluorescent bulbs everywhere. They produce an RF field of their own.
Yeah, and it's getting very hard to find incandescent
I know.
Bulbs.
Tell me about it. I stocked up on them.
So Jim Beal goes out and does diagnostics on the electromagnetic pollution of your home environment. Some people that he's dealt with, particularly with little children that are getting very sick, and these are kids in their formative stage. We're not talking about having a cold that goes away in a week, but something that's epigenetic in the long run of their life. Some people had to sell their homes and move. Or in one case, I think they were on the verge of a lawsuit with the electrical power company about measurable pollution of their home. So this is very
smart
serious
meters are
business.
Very dangerous. They're called smart meters. They're not very well designed, and they have the disadvantage that they can make you sick. They can make your appliances fail or catch fire. They can set your house on fire. They can make your let the criminals know when you're not at home, and they're very, they have not been tested for their health effects. That's just a disaster.
Well, but I think there's a greater problem right now with cordless telephone technology and Wi-Fi. I mean, most homes, you know, the cordless telephone base stations are not restricted to power. They can put out up to 10 watts and usually 2.4 gigahertz. We're talking about the kind of RF that gets very, very near to damaging DNA. Ionizing radiation, obviously, is much stronger, but in small packets, this RF is bad. I personally unplug our cordless telephone and our router at night before I go to bed. It's a standard thing I do. And we sleep with a device called an Earth Pulse unit made by a brilliant guy who lives in India now named Paul Becker. And it pulses a square wave of, I forget how many gauss it is, of a 9.6 hertz pulse that emulates the Schumann wave that's emanated from the Earth. A lot of people don't realize.
That's brilliant.
I engulf Elisa and I in this cocoon of protective RF, which, by the way, acts as a destructive field to the toxic RF that's trying to get to us. But a lot of people don't realize it. They don't put two and two together. The reason people sleep so well when they're camping is because part of it is because they're off the grid, and part of it is because they're sleeping on the Earth.
Exactly, and that's the other aspect of the living matrix, is keeping your matrix preventing inflammation. And that's where earthing, grounding comes in. People have known for a long time that when they take their shoes and socks off, or people who work barefoot in the garden and get their hands in the soil, they know they feel better. And one of the things you can do to sort of get around the electromagnetic pollution and the 60 cycle electricity in your home is to sleep grounded. And this is earthing.com. You can get a sheet that has silver fibers woven into it. And these are very well made sheets. You put it on your bed and forget it. And the sheet is, the fibers are connected to a wire that goes out your bedroom window to a rod stuck in the earth, so you're grounded. It's like sleeping naked on the ground, but we can't do that in the wintertime in New Hampshire where I live.
Right.
But my bed is grounded.
Dr. Oshman, the woman who wrote the book Zapped and 101 Reasons Why You Shouldn't Use Your Cell Phone as Your Alarm Clock, she was on my show 3 years ago, and she said that using any type of metal fiber as a protective mechanism to shield RF and or to ground yourself is a mistake, that we should be using carbon, because the metal attenuates, it actually attracts some of the RF, so while you are hoping that it's protecting you, it's actually encasing you in it. Any theories on that? Any opinions
actually
on that?
That's a huge confusion. There's a lot of confusion about that. I had to write an article about it because people were saying outrageous things. And there was a study done in Germany that seemed to show that sleeping grounded was bad for you, and it was a totally ridiculous study. I couldn't even figure out what they were doing. But we've done a lot of research. I've been working for 12 years with a dozen scientists, and everything, every measurement we have made shows additional benefits of grounding your body, and sleeping grounded is a very good thing to do. It takes care of insomnia. It reduces your stress, autoimmune issues. The living matrix ties into this because we are designed with our acupuncture meridian system, with kidney one on the ball of the foot was placed there, and Goddess was having a good day when she designed the foot and put kidney one right at the ball of the foot, so that when you walk barefoot on the earth, you connect the earth's electrons to your meridian system. And that's the beginning of the meridian system, and it goes up from kidney one all through your body and can deliver electrons anywhere you might have inflammation. And that is the most important thing about earthing. It's far more important than the electromagnetic shielding effects, because inflammation is the start of virtually every chronic disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right. one of the major developments in the last 15 years since I wrote the first edition of the book is something over 400,000 scientific papers correlating inflammation with every chronic disease.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Alzheimer's to diabetes and on and on and on, cancer and so on. And grounding. And the other thing you can do, which is very good, is there are shoes that you can wear. These were designed by Sharon Whiteley, and they're right now most of them are for women, and they're grounding shoes. They're called Plugs, P-L-U-G-G-Z, Plugs.com. Women love these shoes. They're beautiful. They're comfortable, and they ground you. They have a plug of conductive material at kidney one, so every step you take connects you with the earth. If you're on grass or concrete, it doesn't help if you're on a carpet inside of a home.
Or wood, right.
Or wood, that's right. So that's another thing that's on my list of things that if you know about energy, these things will help you with your health.
Okay, I have an idea. I spent 6-7 years in RF as a radio common carrier in the IMTS mobile telephone world and paging. I have a question for you, and I don't know if anybody's given this much thought. Maybe they have. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio. We're talking with Dr. James Oshman. We also need to plug Ken O'Neill's website, transevolutionaryfitness.com, if you want to reach out and communicate with Ken, if you think you'd be a good candidate for an interview, or you'd like to work directly with Ken, that's the way you get in touch with him. So, when computer processors and radio equipment started to join forces, around the time of what was known as trunking radio, which was created by Motorola, which led to... Trunking radio was their first experimental approach to multi-channel, small areas of coverage radio for two-way radios, and then it eventually evolved into what cellular became. When we started putting processors up against boards that were emitting RF, sometimes 5, 6, 7 watts, and we started having problems. You know, boards that worked well on the bench, once they were connected directly to radios, they just went haywire. What's going on? And lo and behold, if it wasn't for something called the ferrite bead, which is it's an iron ore of a specific crystal arrangement, if you will. And they know, many of us know ferrite. We've touched it because ferrite is what the old fashioned magnets were made out of when we were kids. That almost cast iron looking, black, rough looking material. When you put a ferrite bead on a wire, and let's say RF is traveling from north to south and the ferrite bead is in the middle, the RF may enter the wire at north, but it never gets past the ferrite bead. The ferrite bead has the ability to absorb and dissipate RF. Why aren't more of us wearing our ferrite jewelry, Dr. Oshman?
Well, it's interesting that you spent a lot of time in the electronics world, because that's really how we got involved with the grounding. Clint Ober, who developed the grounding products, which enable you to be grounded inside your home without going outside, he was one of the founders of cable television.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that if the cable, you know, the cable has shielding around it.
Right.
And if the shielding is broken, you will get a knock at the door, which is the FCC concerned about the leakage of your TV signal, which can interfere with radio communications, for example, for aircraft. And also, you don't get a good picture if the shielding isn't good, and it has to be grounded. It's very important that it be grounded. That idea he developed into the recognition that maybe the human body needs to be grounded. And it turns out if you're grounded, and you know from your electronics experience, if things aren't grounded, you can have all kinds of problems.
Right.
And the same is true with the human body. The ground provides a reference, and the reference is the surface of the earth, and the reference signal is the one you've been talking about, the Schumann resonance. The average, on average, it's 7.86, but it goes up and down in frequency. And it's been with us since the beginning.
Right.
There are people who think that it is the source of the alpha brainwave state, because mm-hmm. alpha brainwaves are very similar to the Schumann resonance. And one of my colleagues, Juan Acosta, has studied shamans and other healers from around the world, and he has found that when they go into their healing state, they meditate and they get a calm state and they go into alpha. And a huge chunk of the brain is oscillating at the alpha wave frequency. And that, of course, goes all through the matrix that affects every cell and every molecule in your body.
You know, this is so intriguing to me. In 2005, I became very ill. And I became an insomniac. I mean, it was torturous. I felt like a ghost in my home. Everyone was sleeping, and I would walk around and try to be quiet, and I'd be on the internet searching for answers, and I just happened to find an article about this Earth Pulse unit. And it's a very inexpensive unit compared to things like the OnDemand and these other products out there. It ranges between $300 and $500. They last forever. I've had mine since 2005, and I've slept with it since 2005, but I had suffered with insomnia for almost a year, and I was getting ill.
You found a solution to your insomnia. It's really very unpleasant.
Well, there's lots of reasons for insomnia, but for me personally, the first night I slept with that unit was the first night I had slept. I woke up in the morning and thought it was two. I always woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I actually started to think. And you know, when you don't sleep, you can go crazy. I started thinking, I wonder if there's some sort of a electronic pulse going on at 2 o'clock in the morning from the power company that's waking me up. It was the stupidest idea I've ever had. But nonetheless, I started to wonder if there were external things that were causing me to wake up. When I started sleeping with that Earth Pulse unit, it was the first night I slept. And I've slept with it ever since. I got to be honest with you. And I'm a huge believer in earthing. Elisa and I, we work in the garden when the weather is right. And we spend a lot of time working in the garden. And I walk around barefoot in the grass purposefully. And, this is something our organism has evolved under these conditions. And not only have we removed these conditions, but on top of that, we've added insulting conditions on top of it.
We have noticed that there's a correlation between the epidemic of diabetes over the last 50 or so years. The growth curve of diabetes, which is a global epidemic, a very serious situation, is correlated or very similar to the growth curve of athletic shoes. That is to say, shoes that are insulating our feet from the earth. And so we think that that is a real correlation, that chronic disease and especially autoimmune disorders are really... I mean, it used to be 30 years ago, the reasons people went to the doctor were for infectious diseases,
mm-hmm.
and now it's stress disorders, stress-related disorders, and earthing, grounding adjusts the autonomic nervous system virtually immediately, and this is really important, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the world. I'm not a physician. I can't make a diagnosis. I can't recommend a treatment, but I can tell you that grounding the body reduces blood viscosity in 30 minutes. And that's really important because every kind of cardiovascular disease has been correlated with elevated blood viscosity. What happens is the electrons from the earth come in through kidney one or any part of your body that's grounded, if you're sleeping grounded on a sheet, and the electrons coat the red blood cells and they electrostatically repel each other. So clumping goes down, viscosity goes down, and that's really good. If you have any cardiovascular issue, just get out, take your shoes and socks off, and get out there in your bare feet.
So I was going to ask you what you think the lowest effective doses of earthing for somebody who is busy but they want to incorporate this into their lifestyle. What do you think? And especially with the cold weather being what it is right now, what's the lowest effective dose you think?
It appears that 15 or 20 minutes a day will probably saturate your electron stores in your body, which we believe are in the ground substance of the connective tissue.
I had to put lightning rods on my grandmother's country house when I was a young man. And I understand, you know, how to drive a rod down into the earth and create a grounded field, and then you connect to that using a very, very heavy braided copper wire, blah, blah, blah. What if I had that and I held it for 15 minutes a day? If I had I couldn't sleep with it, I couldn't, but I could actually ground myself for 15 minutes a day by maybe using a bracelet that was attached to it. Would that be as effective?
Yes, and in fact, you can get bracelets that go on your ankle or on your wrist. There's even one that goes around your chest if you have asthma, and you ground your chest with this strap that goes around your chest that connects to your grounding system. It really helps a lot. So that's very good. The bracelet works. That's the first thing that I tried, in fact. I was given one years ago. Somebody said, try this out. And here's Clint Ober's phone number. Call him. Well, I never called him. But I tried it out, and I put it on my ankle, and I could feel my body relax. I just went, my whole body went, uh-huh. Oh. I went right to sleep and had amazing dreams.
We've had a guy on that's a very sophisticated practitioner of using these methods who has combined them with the subject of his second master's degree, which was light sound entrainment,
mm-hmm.
You know, wearing those glasses, goggles with the LEDs in them that alter brainwaves. It's Frank Zane.
I didn't know that about him.
Oh, well, my Iron Man feature on him revealed it. He asked me to write it so that these things could be discussed publicly. And, you know, muscleheads just let it go. But his experience in bringing the contemplative, you know, meditation as an exercise for volitional direction of consciousness, the electromagnetic, using the quatron unit and light sound, resulted not only in better health for him, but close to 20 years ago, after several years of this method, he began spontaneously writing poetry. One of his early training books on lifelong training, first edition, was entirely in verse. He became a musician as a result of this. It not only healed, but it opened up other dormant creative potentials within him. Isn't that exceptional?
Yeah. Very, very cool. Listen, we've come to the end of this interview. I'm so sorry.
Of our first visit.
Yes. We will pick up more on this. This is really interesting stuff. If you have questions for Dr. Oshman, send them to onair@superhumanradio.com because he will be back. Thank you so much for being on.
Or his website.
Oh, yes. The website is energyresearch.us. Energyresearch.us. You can learn more about him. You can contact him directly. You can learn about his books, his upcoming lecture schedule, and so on. Okay? Thank you so much, Dr. Oshman. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, so there you have it. Ken O'Neill, another great show. Thank you so much. And let's you and I talk about creating ferrite jewelry for the masses. How's that sound?
At least.
Okay.
I've got other ideas, too.
All right, listen, we'll talk to you soon. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend and the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik. We'll be right back.
Plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Reck Men's area. Mindset, the smart edge. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's tests had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I was just waiting for the cowbell to start. Okay. You know, we talk about physical culture on this show often. The keeper of the flame of physical culture is no one other but Brooks Kubik. Hi, Brooks.
Hi, Carl.
You know, for us older adults, living a life of physical culture is easy. Most of us have pretty established lifestyles. We're not out there on the dating scene. We have partners, many of which either participate in physical culture with us or at least, as a minimum, condone our drive and passion for it. So it's easy for us to embrace physical culture, to live an ancestral lifestyle dietary-wise, to train hard, to go to sleep early. Let's face it, when I was in my 20s, if I was going to sleep at 9, getting up at 5, doing cardio, going to the gym, eating every 3 hours, carrying my bag of 18 ounces of chicken around to work, what girl is going to be bothered with me? More than that, how am I going to go out and socialize? So this episode is dedicated, thanks to Brooks' insight, because of emails he gets from astonishingly mature younger guys who say, I love this lifestyle, I want to live this lifestyle, but I don't want to be a social outcast. What do I do? So where do you want to start, Brooks? Why don't you give us a summary of like the kind of emails you get from young guys who are struggling with this?
So I get emails from young guys who say, love what you're saying, I've been following your training advice, I've been getting great results, but I've got a problem with the diet and nutrition thing. And the problem is it has multiple parts. So part one, no time to cook, which probably also means no time to do dishes. But it's no time to cook. Number two, I don't want to cook, don't like to cook. So that leads to number three, I eat out all the time.
Right. Because okay. if you're a young guy, you're taking girls out, you're hanging out with your buddies, and unless they are devotees of this lifestyle, they're not going to understand the fact when they go, hey, we're going to go get Chinese food, you know, pounds and pounds of rice and soy sauce. And you're like, nah, I can't eat that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that leads, of course, to number four. And when I eat out, there's lots of carbs in.
Uh-oh. I think your fax line just... Okay, hold on a second. I think Brooks has a fax machine on that line as well. So let's see if it... I'm going to hang up and call him back. Stay with me for a second. Just give me 1 second. Hold on. That was funny. Oh, darn it. I knew we were going to get a busy signal. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our break now. That's all. Stay tuned.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 1-800-236-1936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Thank you for your patience. Welcome back. Brooks, it sounded like you started speaking in tongue for a second, but then I realized it was the fax machine.
I'm sorry I sound like a fax machine.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, okay.
Where did I cut out?
Well, you cut out when we started saying about, you know, they don't have the time to cook, they don't want to cook, they socialize, they're going out to dinner with friends, they want to be sociable, you know, and really that's where we were, just making examples of some of the emails that you've gotten from young guys.
Well, and the other thing that we get are from guys who or gals who are not necessarily that young, but they say, what do I do at lunch? You know, there's no way I can cook lunch at work. There's really no way I can pack a lunch to work, or it's difficult, or I am expected as part of work to socialize with my coworkers, and I can't do that if I, you know, brown bag it and I'm not going out and going down the street and having lunch with them. So what do I do? So it's, you know, it's a problem that lots of people have, and some people also have it because their business, their job requires them to have business dinners, so they can't eat at home. They, you know, they need to eat out. So lots of people have related issues here.
So personally, I mean, preparation. And this is where the rubber meets the road, I think, for most people. And this is something that most people don't do, regardless of whether they're dieting for fat loss, they're dieting for a competition, or they're looking to build muscle. So that's still a diet. Diet doesn't always mean a reduction in calories. It could be 8,000 calories a day. Your diet could be 9,000 calories a day. Somebody else's could be 1,500 calories a day. But when you're dieting, one of the most valuable assets in your toolbox is preparation. And as an example, I am dieting right now. I want to get leaner and I want to add muscle, and I know the only way I can do that is to take my diet more seriously than I have in a long time, probably since I was 50. And so, you know, 2 days a week, I boil chicken, I steam broccoli, and bake sweet potatoes. Then I PC them, portion control them. I weigh out 6 ounces of cooked chicken. I boil it, wrap it in tin foil in 6 ounce parcels, put it in a plastic bag and throw it in the fridge. So in the morning when I'm ready to go to work, I take 3 bags of chicken, I take 1.5 sweet potatoes, and I take a bag of broccoli, I take 2 apples, and I take 2 bags of walnuts, I throw them in my bag. It takes me literally, and I kid you not, I did it this morning, it takes me 3-4 minutes to prepare my food for the rest of the day. And then the last meal I have at home. So the reason I'm telling you this is because preparation will set you free. What do you think?
You stole everything I was going to talk about for the next 45 minutes.
That's not true. But I mean,
No. It's absolutely true that this sounds like an impossible problem, and it's actually very simple. In fact, it's ridiculously simple. And I'll give you a related part of the whole equation. I cover this in Knife, Fork, Muscle, and Trudy and I do it all the time. When you cook dinner, let's say you're having some kind of meat for dinner, as most of us probably are, cook some extra.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning when you get up, you have some kind of meat cooked, you grab eggs, you grab butter, you've got the meat, chop it up, put it in the microwave, heat it for 10 or 15 seconds, throw it in with the eggs, you've got scrambled eggs, you've got an omelet, boom, just like that. And you have a real nice, very healthy, high-protein breakfast very quickly. It, basically using the dreaded L word, leftovers.
Right.
Okay. You know, right. So that's another way to speed things up and another way to plan and make everything work. The other thing, you know, because really what we're looking at here is we're looking at there's not enough hours in the day or days in the week. Okay, so one thing that comes into play here is if you're going to be having at least some of your meals at home, for example, breakfast and some of your dinners, you're going to have to go out and get food. You're going to have to go food shopping. So do you do that every day? Or do you do it twice a week? Do you do it once a week? You know, if you cut your shopping trips down to once a week or twice a week, and you load up very quickly on everything that you want, it doesn't take long at all to do your food shopping. And then, you're starting to save time. So, again, that's an example of planning, thinking things through, saving time every step of the road.
But another thing that is quite freeing as well, and also as a time saver, is sitting down and writing out the 6, 7, 8, 9 foods that you're going to eat all week long. And other than the fifth meal I have at night with Elisa, basically I have these choices: chicken breast, flank steak, walnuts, apples, eggs, oatmeal, sweet potatoes, and broccoli. That's it. Now, people are like, oh, my God, that must suck to eat that same stuff. No, it doesn't. It doesn't suck. You can get creative. I've fallen in love with spicy brown mustard. Spicy brown mustard tastes amazing on chicken breasts. Flank steak, I don't have to put anything on it. But because I have this repertoire, I can get in and out of the grocery store in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I pre-cook my food and PC it out in individual packages so I can just grab it and go. And tell you, there's another benefit to this that people don't realize it, but when you eat the same foods around the 2-week mark, your body becomes very efficient at processing those foods. Pancreatic enzymes and the gallbladder and all the parts of the digestive tract that are responsible, even the microbiome adjusts and goes, wow, this is great. He's not bombarding us with 60,000 different things. It's these same things. We can handle this. I mean, your body becomes, it takes about 2 weeks, because I'll tell you the truth. I'm eating 5 meals a day spaced out at 3 hours. My first meal is around 6 a.m. And you got to go to the restroom 2-3 times a day, but around this 2 week point, you go back to your one, you know, the morning constitutional, I call it. It's like the body goes, hey, I like this. This is simple. This really feels good. And you can thrive on those limited things. Because don't forget, when we were hunter-gatherers, we were locked into a geography and the availability of foods. And we ate those foods. Nobody said, oh, my God, I'm going to eat this again. No, they were happy to eat it. It kept them alive.
And the interesting thing about that is that Stephenson reports in his books that when he did expeditions in the Arctic and they had to switch from the traditional European diet of mixed foods, cereals, vegetables, meat, etc., to a diet where they lived off the land, which in the Arctic meant all meat, all fish.
Right, and fat.
The fat being a critical component of the all-meat diet.
Which he found out by accident when he was up at, what was the hospital in New York that he tried to duplicate it again?
It was the Russell Sage experiment.
Yeah.
And
he got sick by just trying to eat protein only without the fat.
Well, he knew he would get sick. The Russell Sage medical team wanted to see if it would really happen, and he did, and he got terrible diarrhea for 3 or 4 days, and the only thing that fixed him was adding a lot of fat back into the diet.
Right.
Because you cannot live on a high protein, low fat, or close to zero fat diet, and the human body just cannot do it. So, but the thing that I was going to say, what he noticed when you're switching over from a standard European diet or what we would now call the standard American diet or SAD, aptly named, it takes about 2 or 3 weeks to adjust. And during that period, you might feel terrible, but all of a sudden, bang, you feel great. And people who've done modern research on low-carb diets corroborate that it takes 2 or 3 weeks, and then, bang, you feel great. They've done studies where they've had people go on traditional ancestral diets. And again, the switchover, everybody says it's about a 2 or 3 week period. So, Carl, your personal experience is completely in line with research over the last 100 years.
And you feel so much better when you eat the same foods predictably. The body loves predictability.
Mm-hmm.
The body loves predictable weather. It likes going to sleep at the same time. If we've learned anything from research and sleep, we know that people who go to sleep early during the weeks but stay up late on the weekends, they don't do as well as people who stick to a schedule where even on the weekends they get up at 5 a.m. in the morning. And so the body likes predictability. It likes regimentation. It likes things that it understands to be common. It thrives in that environment. So when you start to find foods that fit your lifestyle and goals and eat exclusively those foods, you'll find out there's only 7, 8, 9 of them that you really need to include.
And what you're doing, you know, if you're focusing on that sort of approach, you're really starting to simplify everything in your life. You're simplifying shopping. You're simplifying food prep. You're simplifying cooking. You know, everything is a lot easier. And so once again, what seems like a daunting thing, oh my gosh, I've got to cook X number of meals a day or prepare X number of meals a day, starts to become very easy and very manageable.
I'll tell you how organized I've got. You'd be really proud of me. I'm taking this serious. I mean, I really, you know, I've talked about the fact that I've kind of drawn down on my health equity, and I don't want to be evicted from my body, go into foreclosure, so I'm trying to rebuild my equity again. So I'm doing a lot of things right now. I'm doing everything right, tell you the truth. I'm getting to sleep early. I'm eating the right kind of foods. I'm training the way I'm supposed to train. It feels good. But I'll tell you how organized I've gotten, and I'm not an organized person. Anybody who knows me knows, if anything, I'm disorganized. When I'm getting ready to go to bed at night, I take my cast iron skillet out and put it on the stove. I take a plate out of the cupboard and put it down next to it. I get my eggs from the refrigerator outside and bring them in. You know, it's like I'm already anticipating waking up tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. and coming down And why wait till 5 a.m. to do these things? Why not just do it now? And that's the way you need to approach your diet in general. Nothing should be a surprise. Oh, you should never go, oh, God, it's getting close to noon. I've got to eat. I wonder what I should eat. What? I wonder what I should eat? You should have thought about it already. You should have done something to prepare for that meal. I mean, this is where people lose it, and it's their own fault. You know, someone once told me, you have to plan to run out of gas. Because there's a gas gauge. You're watching it go down. It's dangerously low. You're going, I'm gonna pass that gas station. And then you run out of gas, and then you go, oh, I can't believe I ran out of gas. You can't believe you ran out of gas. You watched it go down to E. And this is the same attitude that people apply to their diet when they're complaining that, oh, I want to do this. I want to look this way. I want to reach a certain goal. And then they don't even think about the next meal. That's nonsense. You really don't have those goals. For some reason, you think you're supposed to have those goals, but you have not owned those goals if you're not committed to preparation. Now, let's do this, Brooks. Let's take a break. Can we talk about socializing? So you've got to go to somebody's house, talk about etiquette and protocols and stuff like that?
Absolutely, and I've got a great story I'll share with you.
Okay. In the meantime, go to brookscubic.com and check out Brooks' new book. It's fantastic. It's a page-turner. It's the first book about nutrition that engulfs you because Brooks lets you in his life. And it's an amazing book. It's called Knife, Fork, Muscle. Go to brookscubic.com today to check it out. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of pre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin
vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Brooks Cubic. His website is BrooksCubic, K-U-B-I-K.com. His recently released book, Knife Fork Muscle, is a two thumbs up from Supreme Radio. So, what about the socialization part, right? I'm a young guy. I'm 22, 23. I love this lifestyle, but you know, I got things to do. I want to meet chicks. I want to go out with my friends. I want to party. I want to have a life. What do I do when I'm going out to dinner? Or worse, I've been invited to somebody's house for dinner. Do I want to look like the stick in the mud and bring my little freezer bag with me with my chicken and everything while everybody's eating lasagna? What do I do?
What I've always done in that situation and what I would suggest people do is have a protein meal before you go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Just eat half a pound of burger, 12 ounces of burger, meat, fish, anything. Something easy to digest, light on your stomach, something that you know will agree with you. You don't have to have anything else, just the protein component, which, of course, will include the fat component. So that will go a long way towards satisfying you. And then when you get there, if there's food that works, go for the food that works. If there's not a lot of food that works, just nibble around the edges. Tell people you're, you know, tastes great, just not hungry. Make up any excuse you want.
Quite frankly,
they probably won't even notice.
I was just going to say that. Quite frankly, if you put things in your dish,
mm-hmm.
and you nibble on the protein, let's say, or the things that are less offensive to your goals at that moment, and just push things around, no one's going to say, my God, you didn't eat anything at all. No one's going to say that unless it's your mom. And
yeah.
Then you got to just tell your mom, I brought my own chicken. I've got to eat it. That's it, you know?
That's absolutely right. If you, if you're out at a restaurant, you know, an easy way to explain to the server and to just stop all the chatter is to just say, I'm doing Atkins, so here's what I need.
Good Boom. One, yeah.
And everybody understands that. Trudy and our daughter Lily and I were on vacation a couple of years ago. We were on Vancouver Island in Victoria, and we were having this fancy lunch or high tea at the Empress Hotel, which is one of the things you have to do if you're ever in Victoria. And it's this very fancy, elegant, English-style, huge, multi-course tea. And, of course, all it is little cookies and pastries and little sweetbreads and things. And you know, all the things that I don't even want to look at, much less eat.
Right.
But I wanted to be at the table with them. So Trudy called in advance and got a reservation and explained that her husband was on doctor's orders to follow an Atkins diet, and he couldn't have tea. Could they order something?
Like a prime rib.
Well, yeah, literally.
He can't have tea. Can you get him a nice prime rib? Oh, God, that's great.
Well, not only a nice prime rib, it was actually a nice rare steak and a small salad, no dressing, you know. And
really?
So, Yeah, yeah.
Did they accommodate you?
They did. They did. And it's because she laid the groundwork. She said, you know, my husband,
Doctor
Atkins, and, you know, they're like, well, let's see, do we want to lose three people and three orders, or, yeah, we'll accommodate this.
Right. But,
you know, we did that. Stephenson, when he was on his all-meat diet for 1 year, and as a medical research guinea pig, I mean, all he could eat was meat. And you know, the spoiler alert, it all ended up fine. He was very healthy. He thrived on this. But one of the problems that he had was he was asked out to a lot of very fancy dinners because he knew a lot of high society types, a lot of professors at universities, a lot of corporate executives and business people. And, you know, they would have these elegant dinners, and they would invite him. And so the hostess was always worried about, what are we going to feed him? What can he eat? And it got to be so much, not really a problem, but, it was something where he said, okay, I need to do something proactive here. So he came up with a little card. And whenever he was invited to dinner, he would give this to the hostess. Hors d'oeuvres. Caviar served on slices of white chicken breast. Soup, broth made of boiling meat or bone. Fish, any kind of fish, boiled or baked. If fried, then in bacon fat. Entree, lamb chops. If possible, garnish with bacon. Dessert, gelatin solely of meat origin. And he had a little recipe that he gave them. And for the demitasse, a cup of black coffee.
Wow. I want to get a card made like that.
I'm sitting there thinking, that sounds pretty good to me. But that's an example, Carl, of being proactive, of planning ahead. And it's also an example of having, you know, limited food options and knowing, you know, what your favorites are. And look at what he's doing. He's thinking of things that are very easy for someone to prepare, recognizing that he probably is going to be the only guest who has, for example, caviar on slices of white chicken breast. So he's not asking for anything that's hard to prepare or difficult. He's asking for relatively simple things. And that, you know, that illustrates everything that we've been talking about. It all becomes very simple if you just plan. But planning is the key. The other thing, you mentioned this earlier, you were talking about, you know, do you go out and do you pack all of your own food? I think probably that's not a good idea in most social situations. Have you ever done that?
Yes, I have. I when I first started the life of physical coach, by the way, I have to say something. Elisa wanted me to let you know that she has also been there for the high tea.
She loves tea.
No, she doesn't eat beef, but she loves tea, and I can imagine that she would love doing that. If anything, when we go to the UK, I think she wants to have high tea with the Queen. We're going to try to arrange that. But anyway,
you can broadcast live.
Yeah, there you go.
Live with the Queen.
But when I first started out in physical culture, I was so proud that I was doing what I was doing. I wanted everyone to know. So I would bring food with me because I wanted people to ask me, my God, what are you? Oh, well, I'm powerlifting. I've got to eat 8,000 calories a day. And oh, my God. Now I don't want people to ask me questions. But I would still bring, like Elisa and I went to a friend's house not too long ago. Well, this was in the summertime. And we brought our own salmon, which was wild-caught salmon, because we knew he was getting his salmon from Costco. And we didn't tell him that's why. We just said, oh, you know, we brought our own salmon. Is it okay? Can you just cook this? And we brought our own chicken breasts to a party once where they were barbecuing. Because, and see, I get to use Elisa's excuse that she doesn't eat beef. So, and I didn't want to eat that CAFO beef that they had there.
Right.
So we brought our own chicken breasts. You know, we would say, oh, these are the chicken breasts from our farmer. Which, by the way, he burnt. But that's okay. But you know, so we've done those kind of things. And if you don't make my experience is if you don't make a big deal about it, people don't make a big. If you say, hey, we brought our own chicken breasts, so when you're ready to cook, let me know. I'll put these on.
Yeah. Exactly.
They don't go, why? Why? Don't you like my chicken breast? They don't say that. They go, oh, okay, sure. But I would absolutely bring my own food, especially if I'm going to a family member's house. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't bring my own food if I was going out on a date for the first time with a woman and we were going to go, you know, she invited me over to cook me a meal and I come in with a little, you know, a cooler bag full of food and I go, no, you go ahead and you eat that. I have to eat this. I wouldn't do that. So you have to, you know, draw the line. But I think there are acceptable reasons and opportunities to bring your own food. Absolutely.
I think that's true. And, you know, if you're ever in a situation where you're really not sure what all is going to be available, make a main course, make or a side dish, make whatever, but make something that you can bring and eat and fill up on. And if you end up doing nothing but eating your own food, that's fine. And, you know, once again, no one is really going to notice. And to your point earlier, put other stuff on your plate and that.
Move it around.
Take care of that.
Just
yeah,
move
just
it
move
around.
It around. Keep it moving.
And there's usually something you can eat. But another example was we went to a party once and we brought bags of Quest protein chips. Because we knew that they were going to be serving, it was a Mexican, we knew they were going to be serving corn chips. We didn't want to do that. We wanted to eat the guacamole. And we just said, hey, Terry, we put them in a bowl and let everybody try them. They loved them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can always bring your own food. But once again, that takes preparation too, right? You got to think about, like, I'm going out to dinner with some friends Wednesday night. Where are we going? Let me see if they have a website. Let me see what's on their menu. Oh, what great. They have pan-fried flounder. I can eat that. And they have, they have sweet potato fries. Okay, so, you know, probably not fried in the best grease, but I can eat that. If you prepare and you think ahead, it's easy to find out what a restaurant is going to have before you show up.
That's absolutely true. And I cannot think of the last time that Trudy and I went to a restaurant that we were not checking the menu out to make sure that there was something that I won't say we could eat, but there was something that we wanted to eat.
Right.
You know, what's the point of going there and then looking at the menu and saying, well, you know, there's nothing here that sounds good.
Yeah. Now let's get up and leave. No, and that you're right. Most restaurants have their menu posted on their front window or usually on a pedestal. If you're just walking down Bardstown Road and you go, gee, let's get something to eat, you can usually go, oh, no, not this place. They have nothing I want. And you walk to the next place.
Mm-hmm.
So the same is true if you're just out there strolling. So if you want spontaneity, you can still have spontaneity. You just have to zero in on a couple things on the menu that you can eat, and you don't make a big deal about it. So you don't say to the girl, oh, I can eat here because they have this, this, and that. You go, let's go here. This place looks cool. That's what the guys need to do. And you know what? What's his name now? Isn't that funny? I'm going to forget his name. It'll come to me. It'll come to me.
Talk around it.
No. There's a guy who met his wife while he was dieting for a competition who's on my show. And I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. He's a very popular guy. And it'll come back to me. Lane Norton. When Lane Norton met his wife, he was actually like he was like 6 weeks out from a competition. Talk about difficulty to socialize with somebody. But he made it work. He took her out. But he just made sure that there were things on the menu that he could eat ahead of time. Again, this whole diet thing comes down to the strongest thing you can do to make sure that you stick to your guns and do what you have to do is plan a little. Just a little. Just a little. And the good thing is, when you do it for 2 weeks, it comes natural. I mean, I boil my chicken, I steam my broccoli, I know how long it's going to take, I know how much chicken to buy. I eat 18 ounces a day. When you cook it, you lose a little bit. I mean, when I go there, I buy 5 pounds of chicken when I go to my farmer. 5 pounds of chicken breast. Boom. I know how long that's going to last me. I know how many yams I need. I mean, it's so simple once you start planning. It gets so easy that you'll never want to eat any other way. I got to be honest with you. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Close in a place like this.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, there's another aspect I want to talk about, Brooks, and it just dawned on me. But I think part of the biggest problem that young guys in their 20s especially have when they've fallen in love with the physical culture lifestyle and they're dedicated to eating a certain way, an ancestral diet, at that age is being ostracized and ridiculed by their friends. What do you think about that?
I think that's less common than it used to be, but...
Yeah, maybe you're right. When we were kids, I mean, if you did anything different than anybody else, you were a goofball. Today, if you're different, you stand out, I guess. Maybe you're right. Times have changed, haven't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, think back to the day when everybody had, you know, exactly the same crew cut haircut.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
yep.
And what I was going to say is, when you and I were kids and teenagers and young adults, if you lifted weights, if you trained, you were pretty much ostracized by everybody.
Yes.
You were a freak. You know, we go back to the day when the coaches in gym class, in junior high and high school, would start out by saying, is there anyone in the room who lifts weights? And, of course, no one would raise their hand. And he says, good, because let me tell you about those bodybuilder guys. And then just, you know, blasts all of them and says, you know, none of my football players, none of my athletes are ever going to touch a weight, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Because you'll be muscle bound. You won't even be able to bend over and tie your own shoes anymore.
Yeah, you'll be muscle bound. You'll get hernias. You'll destroy ligaments and tendons and just, you know,
Never mind that they said that it would keep you short. It would stunt your growth.
Yep.
And that it would destroy your joints before you were 30 years old. You'd have arthritis. They used to tell you that.
Exactly. And then they had, you know, the whole other thing, you know, the 800-pound gorilla in the room was the whole the whole anti-gay bias against anybody who worked out or lifted weights or whatever. And so you've got all of that playing in. But, I mean, you know, people were against it. And, you know, I remember starting out as a young attorney, 1982. And you had to be really, really careful about letting people know that you lifted weights. Particularly clients, and you know, if you had calluses on your hand, you know, that was something that you know, you'd see people sort of looking like, you know, what's wrong with him? He's got hands like a manual laborer. You know, what's the problem? And certainly you compound that with any unusual diet and nutrition stuff. So what I would always try to do was sort of fly under the radar screen. And one of the things that you do, going back to your point about, you know, diet and nutrition, you can eat a healthy diet, or at least as healthy as can be, and sort of fit in with the rest of the group. But you have to be careful with what you do and what you eat. Most social situations will allow some kind of salad or vegetables. So load up on salad and or vegetables. Most will allow some kind of protein, some kind of meat. Might not be what you want, might not be what you would eat at home, might not be fixed the way you would have it at home, but it's better than the pasta, the rice, you know, the high-carb stuff. So usually you can find something that works, and you know, my advice is, you know, as I said, have something to eat before you go out, so that if the pickings are slim, at least you've already eaten, so it's not that much of a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and then just don't make a big fuss about it, and just find something to put on your plate, and you know, hopefully have something to have, and don't make a big deal about it, and for gosh sake, don't be sitting there taking photos of your food all the time and sharing them on Facebook and saying to everybody.
I love a comment you made. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. It was something to the effect of you don't have to post every leg workout every time you train, something to that effect. Do you remember making that post?
I've said that so many times. I think it's a critical thing, and I think it goes right to your point of, you know, do you want to be ostracized or not? And there still is some degree of being ostracized.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, why do that? And you know, from a social point of view, I mean, I see on my Facebook page someone who is into this type of thing, who's on a date, taking photos of the plates of food, you know, each course, and posting them. And I'm thinking, you know, your date probably doesn't think that that's really wonderful behavior, because you're more interested in the food than you are with her.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, yeah, I think that social media really has given everybody their own reality TV show. That's what this is.
Yeah.
You see people who post, You know, there's people who really work it. They change their profile picture every couple days. They're constantly posting every flipping little thing. You know, it's like at some point in time, it really detracts from the quality of that person's life when they feel compelled to post everything that they do every minute of the day. And I'm not saying that it's not some things that are worth posting and information that's not worth sharing, but you know the people I'm talking about. It's like if Facebook kicked them off tomorrow, they'd commit suicide because their reality TV, it's like they just lost their reality TV show. Nobody knows who they are anymore.
Yeah, that's true, and it's unfortunate, and you know, we could do
a whole show on that.
Well, I was going to say a series of shows on that, for gosh sake. But you know, it does tie into the point of, you know, do you want attention or not? Arthur Jones, in one of the Nautilus training bulletins, was talking about this. And remember, he's writing in the early 70s. And he's making the point that some of the biggest, most massively developed men in the world, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bill Pearl, would always go out in public wearing long sleeve shirts.
Right. Not to draw attention to themselves.
Not to draw attention. And he said they were able to pass through a crowd and not attract attention. Whereas other much smaller people would go out and, you know, they'd be wearing tank tops or, you know, T-shirts that were three sizes too small and so on. And, of course, they attracted all kinds of attention, but was it favorable attention? Possibly not. And so, you know, that all kicks into this whole thing, too. And people are much more forgiving, if you will, or understanding about a physical culture lifestyle. But I'll tell you what, you need to be really careful about it. You know, you have the fat shaming kickback or pushback.
Yeah, they're shaming us now for training a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, there's always a pushback here, and you really need to be aware of that and be thinking about it. You know, particularly in the kind of situation that we're talking about. You know, the social situation. And you don't necessarily need to or want to be drawing attention to yourself.
You know, somebody posted on Facebook yesterday two pictures of two bodybuilders, and they said, out of curiosity, what is muscle maturity? Now, being the prankster that I am, this was my comment. You know when you're at the Arnold Classic in early March and it's freezing out, and there's a guy who's walking around the city of Columbus in a wife beater, shorts and flip-flops, and it's 3 degrees out. That's not muscle maturity. The guy with long coat and long pants on, that's muscle maturity. I just thought that was, he was asking about the content of muscle adaptation as you mature, and I just thought it was funny because this, you know, the Arnold is right around the corner, and it always amazes me. You know, it's 3 degrees out, and there's guys who are they will be damned if they're not going to show their guns and their artwork on their legs, and they just walk around in shorts and T-shirts, and it's 3 degrees out, Brooks.
It's absolutely amazing, and you know, I again, when we're talking social situation, you're talking about dating, okay. If someone does not come from this world, all of that is probably not going to make a very good impression.
Yeah. It'll probably drive them away more than anything else.
Yeah. I pretty much guaranteed. So,
now, if you're a 20-year-old guy and you are looking for the template for your diet and you want to add muscle, you want to be lean, you want to have great energy stores for performance of all type, there's only one place you should go, and that's Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com. And the only book you should buy is Knife, Fork, Muscle. Did I get it right? I always want to say Fork, Knife, Muscle. I don't know why.
I've never figured that out, but yeah, it's Knife, Fork, Muscle.
I know. I always, for some reason, the fork comes before the knife when I'm setting a table. Maybe that's what it is. Knife, Fork, Muscle, because it will teach you it won't give you recipes. While there are recipes in there, it'll teach you how to eat. It'll teach you how to choose your own foods. And there are some great recipes in there, one of which I ripped off for my breakfast meal that I've been doing. But anyway, great book, great interview. Thank you very much for being on the air today, Brooks.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Carl.
And also I want to thank Dr. James Oshman. You can stay here with me, Brooks. Dr. James Oshman for coming on. And his website is energyresearch.us. Is that right? Energyresearch.us. And, of course, my good friend Ken O'Neill, his website is isn't this great? TransEvolutionaryFitness.com. And tomorrow's Friday, which means I will be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. So please tune in then, and we'll see you.